The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. We start our look at the new sci-fi thriller, Dark Matter, direct from comics to primetime TV. And they brought in the big guns. Actor Roger Cross from X-Files, 24, and so much more. Talks about why this could be his best genre role yet. And Danya Ramirez from Heroes, Sopranos, Entourage, and so much more is pretty happy with the third season of Devious Maids. And we'll find out why. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
After a run with Dark Horse Comics, Dark Matter is now taking a turn on television with a new series on Fridays on the Sci-Fi Network. First, we talked to series star Roger Cross, who was more than happy to fill us in just in case you missed the comics.
Six strangers wake up aboard the ship, and they've got guns, they've got weapons, they've got a spaceship, and no memory of who the heck they are. And throughout the show, they have to figure it out while figuring out what they're supposed to be doing. Are they good? Are they bad? And people coming at them, and some are friends, some are foe, and you don't know which is which. And so you literally have to go, hi there, and have your hand on your gun, get ready to shoot, just in case we kind of, you know, did something bad to these people, and which is we discovered that we have done some bad things as well. And then the whole idea is you discover more things about yourself. Are you the sum of your past, or are you this new entity that you would like to believe yourself to be?
And Roger's role in all of this?
He is the sixth person that awakes on the ship, thereby the name Six. We named ourselves in the order we woke up. And he basically, I find out he's a mercenary, and they're all mercenaries. And he is a great fighter, and he also finds out that he actually knows how to fly things. And loves that, and it's a journey, and he finds out a lot of things about his character as he goes along, why he ends up where he is, and as we said, you know, the sum of your past, your actions that leads you to who you are today. But now, if he's given a fresh start, basically to start over, will you allow yourself? Well, definitely, other people won't allow it, but will you allow yourself to change and become this new person, or do you just? I am who I am. Just go back to who you are.
It's pretty safe to say that Roger knows the sci-fi and action genre with parts in The Strain, Fringe, Orphan Black, The X-Files, and, of course, the X-Men films as well. I ask him, though, what drew him to this particular role?
What drew me to it is, well, I was familiar with the writers. And so then they're like, all right, give it a read. And I just started reading it, and I didn't want to put it down. I was like, ooh, because I wanted to find out what was going on and what was the deal with these people. And so it was great for me. And so right there, it said the script was tight. And so it was when I was like, okay, the execution and who are they going to cast and that sort of thing. And so, you know, we got into that whole thing. And, you know, I read and gave them my take on the character. They loved it, offered the role. Then we also had to figure out schedule and all these things. And it just came together in the right way.
So did he start out to be a genre and action superstar when he began acting? Did these roles choose him, or did he choose them?
It's one of the things. I did kind of get swept along with it, but what happened is, even when I was on 24, for example, I was cast in the role, and I wasn't cast as an action person per se, but then we're there, and then they're like, oh, you're a martial artist. I'm like, yeah, you know, I did some martial arts, and I had some fun, and then, you know, they had me do some stuff. They're like, you're really good. I'm like, you know, it's fun for me. It's not a big deal. So then they're like, oh, we should mix more of that in the character. And so it's one of those things where, you know, because I'm capable of doing it, and they, you know, see I'm a physical guy, they like to blend that in, and I love that because, you know, it's kind of like a lot of people, you know, as I'm sure you've heard, like, even Tom Cruise, he enjoys doing the physical aspect because it adds to the character and adds to it when the audience can see you going through it instead of just, you know, your stunt double doing everything.
Roger has also expanded his resume into voice work on some pretty big video games as well.
Well, with the voice, as I said, it's such a different thing to have your voice tell a story without your physical. You're trusting someone else to do the physical in that case. And so, and as you know, with today's video game, they're so much more complex, and you have to give so many more options to everyone that it takes a lot longer to record them, and you're in there for a long time giving people every option, because if they go left or right, it changes what you say and what you do. And so, but like everything else, you know, it has that arc. It has the high points, the low points, the points where you're yelling, the points where you're quiet. So it's a very different process when you're doing just voice. But it's great. So you can go show up in your, well, you can't really show up in your sweatpants anymore, because now you'd have to do behind the scenes stuff. So, but you used to be able to show up and, you know, your sweats first thing in the morning and just sit in the studio and just go for it.
So with all these great projects, from 24 to Orphan Black and well beyond that, is there any particular role that Roger would like to return to one more time? Not necessarily a do-over, but maybe have another crack at playing that character?
Oh, my God. I loved playing Curtis Manning, as most of you knew, on 24. And I'd love to have a second crack at some things with that guy. My other character I still love to play is Travis Verta on Continuum. You know, it's a character that I just think has a lot to say, and the show itself has a lot to say. And so that's, you know, those are two of them. And, you know, that's I've just been blessed to continue to progress and do other stuff. And I'm more of a look-forward kind of guy, and I want to find new, intriguing, great characters. And I think I found one in Six. You know, and Six is a great guy, and he discovers a lot about himself, and he grows, and in some cases, you know, he stays with the reality of some of the things he's done in the past, and that's all I can say, and it's kind of like, oh, that is me, because I did that, but it doesn't feel like me, but it is me. You know, if you've done certain things, you've done them. Whether you want to make up for it or not, you know, this is you. And so I'm really just looking forward to continuing to play this guy for a while.
We've got more on Dark Matter coming up in a couple of days. Meanwhile, it premieres tonight on the Sci-Fi Network. Get more information at sci-fi.com.
The Point Radio.
You know what's coming. It is the latest in pop culture. Get ready for the Seinfeld experience, at least if you live on the East Coast. Hulu has created a real-world version of Jerry's Upper West Side apartment with the show memorabilia gallery and interactive fan experience. It's called Seinfeld, The Apartment. It's open in New York City beginning on the 24th of the month through the 28th, all to mark the Hulu debut of Seinfeld, the entire series on the streaming service. You can get more information right now at Hulu.com. If you've been following Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network, well, there's a two-hour season finale event that'll take place in August. The producers say it'll bring all the storylines and characters together into one action-packed, entertaining spectacle, in their words. It takes place on the network for 2 hours on August the 5th. The Heroes reboot, Heroes Reborn, is also spawning a comic book series as well from Titan Press. It'll be written by the guys who produced the series as well, which is set to be on NBC in the fall. And the comic series will be in stores in October. In the wake of Apple's announcement about Apple Play, Spotify has certainly laid down the gauntlet. They raised another $526 million, bringing the value of the company up to a little over $8.5 billion, boasting 20 million paying subscribers and 75 million active users, meaning they're not going to go away anytime soon. Mont LeBlanc's series episodes from Showtime has been granted another season. That, along with Shameless and House of Lies, that have already been renewed by the network. No word yet on whether or not they will renew, though Penny Dreadful or Happy-ish. Expect announcements on those sometime over the next couple of weeks. Bradley Cooper's teaming up with the Sci-Fi Network again, this time to bring the best-selling novel Hyperion as an event series to the network. Cooper will executive produce the project along with Graham King and Todd Phillips.
The Point! The Point!
Actress Danya Ramirez has done it all. She's done action in X-Men The Last Stand and Heroes. She's been in comedy, in Entourage, and in drama, too, during the last season of The Sopranos. Now she's headed into the third season of Devious Maids on Lifetime. And I asked her what makes this show so popular.
I mean, I think what's great about the show is that it's about these friendships and love and sex and lies and murder and all sort of like engulfed into one amazing show with four Latin women as the leads. You know, it's got the same sort of like tone as far as comedic tone as Desperate Housewives, but it's got a different sensibility because the women are Latin, and the comedic timing of it seems a bit different from time to time. It's really, you know, just sexy and a great summer show. And you're right, it's been sort of like the best kept secret out there. But let's not keep it a secret anymore.
There you go. you mentioned a couple of different things. You talk about comedy, but you also talk about drama and murder. So if we had to label this, how would we do it? Soap opera, drama, comedy, how would you describe the show?
I would describe it as a dramedy that keeps you at the edge of your seat.
And her character?
I play Rosie Falta, and, you know, this is the third season of the show. You know, when you met me, I was sort of like here working to try to get my son in from America. She's got a very interesting sensibility because she's sort of like the maid that doesn't speak good enough English, and so my comedy comes from that. It's about she's sort of figuring out, a little lost in translation, and that's what makes her really funny with effortlessly. However, she's more of a passionate woman. She's looking for love, and she falls in love with Mr. Spence. Season one, season two, they get married. Someone gets shot at my wedding, and season three, she's sort of now going to be thrown into this love triangle, a very sexy love triangle. I get to play sort of like mate detective this season as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun for me.
So what's on the way for this season?
This season, there's a new maid played by Naya Rivera from Glee. She starts working for a household that you'll recognize from season one, and now they've adopted a very creepy little Latina girl. And there's a couple of murders that sort of happen. Naya's character, Blanca, is involved in it, and my character gets thrown into the mix, and that's when I start sort of like playing a very comedic sort of maid detective kind of role. There's a lot of... a lot of the other characters are going through a lot of changes. You know, Marisol's got a new venture as far as a new career path that she's going on. Carmen and the Powells are just hilarious this season. Susan Lucci and Zoila are dealing with that friendship and relationship between maid and boss that's going to be tried in a lot of different ways this season. You know, overall, I think this season, I would have to say, it's just sexier, dirtier. The bosses are filthier and the maids are cleaning house.
Danya is also a filmmaker with a project that's pretty close to home.
It's a video that I take a lot of pride in. I co-directed it with my husband, Bev Land, and we did it for Immigrant Heritage Month, and we called it An American Alien in the hopes of sort of giving the immigrant a different face. Immigrants a different face, sort of like this misconception of immigrants not being productive members of society. And so I wanted to share in a very vulnerable way my immigrant story, my parents' immigrant story, be thankful to the generations that came before us, because without their sacrifice and, you know, the jobs that they've had to take and the sacrifices they've had to make, I wouldn't be where I am. We wouldn't be where we are as a country. I think America is built on immigrants. And it's important to sort of acknowledge the contributions of immigrants to the United States.
So where can people see this?
Well, you know, it's on my bio section. If you click the link, the YouTube link on my bio section of my Instagram, it's at Danya J. Ramirez, and I have the link right on top of the description box. You can just click on that. You can find it at welcome.us as well. There's tons of articles already being written about it, and I feel really humbled and blessed to have been a part of it. And to have gotten the response that we've been getting. And it's, you know, for me, the most meaningful part of it was, we called it An American Alien. We want to unite the people. I think united we matter more and we're more powerful than divided. And it's a new America, and that's what we want to strive towards. And I think our attention should be drawn to education and educating not just the immigrants that are here, because all they're here to do, a lot of people are here just to try to, you know, give their families a better future, but also educating and motivating the American citizens that are here now, so that they can feel like, you know what, work ethic is something that's important. And if you work really hard, no matter where you come from or what economic stature you have, you can achieve the American dream, because it's real. And that's the main message behind it. Again, you can watch it on click the link, the YouTube link on my Instagram bio, Dania J. Ramirez.
What's coming up next?
I just produced a film called Talbot County that I star in. My husband wrote and directed, and we're in the last bit of post for that. We should be done by the end of July. So, yeah, I've been trying to dabble into behind-the-scenes stuff because it's important for us to create characters that we want to play and tell the stories that we want to tell. And I'm fortunate enough to have a partner that's also in the creative field and, you know, an incredible writer and has my best interests at heart, but also very smart. And we're just trying to tell stories that we really care about and touch the masses.
So in everything she's done, is there any role out there she'd still like to tackle? What would Dania's dream role be?
I'm lucky enough to have played all these different kinds of roles. I think right now my dream role, I'm playing as Rosie Falta on Devious Maids, and my coming up film, Talbot County, I play Isabella Cruz. The movie is really about Emily Byrd, the legend of Emily Byrd, who's known as a Talbot County werewolf, and it's about this really disturbed girl, Isabella Cruz, and she's got this disease, and it was a very powerful, very sort of, it wasn't a superhero, but I get to be badass in it, and it showed a different side of me. So I think that's my great role that I want to play right now, but I'm interested in telling all kinds of stories, so I can't really tell you that there's one thing I want to do. I want to do it all.
Season 3 of Devious Maids with new episodes every Monday on Lifetime. And see more at MyLifetime.com. That does it for the podcast. Now we're back with more on Dark Matter coming up in a couple of days. In the meantime, don't forget the premiere tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel. And don't forget to come back and find us on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory as well. On Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, follow us under The Point Radio, and we'll see you right back here before you know it. Get the-